USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the base of the world's largest tree has been wrapped in fire-resistant blankets to protect it from a possible wildfire. The General Sherman tree in Sequoia National Park's giant forest, along with some other trees and structures in the area, were wrapped this week in the face of a fire moving into the giant forest. The Colony Fire is expected to move into the area in the next few days, though its movement had slowed down on Thursday and Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Americans are slowly regaining confidence in the economy. Tim Berg has the details.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The survey noting consumers still expect the least favorable economic prospects in more than a decade. The survey's chief economist, Richard Curtin, saying high prices for homes, vehicles, and durable goods are keeping buying attitudes near record lows.
And when the United Nations General Assembly meets next week in New York, the body will take world leaders at their word that they've been vaccinated against COVID. The president of the General Assembly said in a Thursday letter that attendees will be required to be vaccinated to attend the gathering, but said that there won't be any process to verify whether or not they have. The policy coming to comply with a New York City vaccine requirement for convention centers, which it said last week that the General Assembly would fall under. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three tourists who call Texas home are facing charges for allegedly attacking a restaurant hostess when they visited New York City this week after the hostess told them to show proof of COVID vaccinations. That attack on Thursday night at Carmine's, a popular eatery on Manhattan's Upper West Side, and the alleged attackers were three women visiting the city from Texas, and they were arrested and charged with assault as well as criminal mischief. Carmine's owner calling it ridiculous and saying the hostess was doing her job, and the Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer is calling for harsher penalties against those three women. Meanwhile, an advisory panel that the full agency usually goes with has met and told the FDA what it thinks about booster shot options at this point. The latest here from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The FDA's vaccine advisory panel on Friday voted 16-3 to recommend against providing booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine for individuals who are age 16 and older. The panel later voted to endorse the Pfizer booster for individuals who are age 65 and older and for those who are at high risk. This comes after the Biden administration had started pushing COVID-19 booster shots, saying they would begin on the 20th of September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And here at the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.